to a bull ring.
Yud Beis Shvat, Friday, the 7th of February, the Behesh Lahaga, Hidu Mitzvah.
This is Parshat, Parshat Shalach, Shir Sayam, Parshat Shul said, Ze Cheli Ve'Amvei. And Rashi brings Chazal a few times in Shas. Klalasul undertook they will beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When it comes to do a mitzvah, you do it behidu, zekeli v'anveyu. I briefly discussed three types of hidu mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, discusses the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Gemara says, someone, a moel, does a Bris Milah, he has to cut off the skin of the olam. There's lots of skin to cut off. Some of the skin is miyakif. Some shreds of skin which are left over, one has to cut off. But those shreds of skin that one cuts off is only hidden mitzvah to beautify the way you do the mitzvah, to do a nice cut. The Gemara says that even after you finish the mitzvah, the moel decides, okay, he's done. Then he sees shreds of skin which are left over, and by cutting those shreds of skin to beautify the mitzvah, he should go back and cut off those shreds of skin in order the mitzvah should be b'shleimus to do more behidah. The Gemara brings the braises, the kelev aveyu. Whatever mitzvah you do, do it in a beautiful manner. A sukkah, build a beautiful sukkah. A lulav, an esrog, get a beautiful one. Tzitzis, sefer Torah, tefillin, write it beautifully, have it beautifully made. Cover it beautifully, have a sefer Torah, have a nice mantle. Any mitzvah we do it behidu. That's the Gemara Dash, the Kelev Aveyu, you beautify mitzvah. Then the Gemara brings the Shitta of Abu Shaul, seems to argue with the Pshat and Posuk of the Kelev Aveyu, which the Chum Dash is beautify the mitzvah. Abu Shaul says, V'Aveyu, he dashes, Havei Doi Meloi. Mahu Rachum, Afatu Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afatu Chanun, Akudish Baruch Hu. It's a Rachum, a Chanun. And we have to at the same mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Amvei Rashi explains, Ani Vahu, Ze Keili, Ani Vahu. I will emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is a Rachum Chanun, I am a Rachum Chanun. It seems to be Abba Shul argues with the Chachomim, Chom saying, Ze Keili Amveyu is a drash on beautifying the mitzvah. Abba Shul says, no, Ze Keili Amveyu comes to tell you, your mitzvah, your mitzvah, your mitzvah, Chanun v'Rachum. The Mashal explains that Abba Shaul doesn't argue, he just adds to the Chachomim. The Chachomim say a mitzvah should be beautified. Says Abba Shaul, not only by Nodom Lemukhoim, but also by Nodom Lechaveiro. Any mitzvah you do by Nodom Lechaveiro, because it's Sochem, Mahav, it's Yisrael, do it in a beautiful manner. Any mitzvah by Nodom Lechaveiro, also go out, bend yourself backwards to do the mitzvah more than necessary. And Zechayli Manveiro refers to not only mitzvahs, tzitzis, and tefillin. It also refers to the midas, how you treat others. Also to do with beautifying the mitzvah. There's two types of hidden mitzvah. The Bialuch HaNechos Lulav has a third type of hidden mitzvah. He says, if there's a machlokes apostle, a mitzvah, if you're yotzer the mitzvah, doing it this way or not, and we paskin, you can be yotzer on a shitta, the mitzvah is good enough. Add more money, so see how much, in order to be yoytze other shittas, even though you can do your yoytze with one shitta, if you can be yoytze with more shittas, add more money to the mitzvah, to be yoytze more shittas, that's also considered hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is not only beautifying the mitzvah in the eyes of the person seeing it, beautifying the mitzvah is also being yoytze more shittas. If you have a shala on an item, it's pasul sakusha. You can add money to buy chayfas a mitzvah to yotzer more shittas. It's also considered hidden mitzvah to buy something to do to Yoitzer Moshe. It's also a type of hidden mitzvah, Bialucha explains. How much does one add for hidden mitzvah? You spend the sum of money on the mitzvah. Now, Chazal tell us, the Pusuk says, Zeh Kedem Aveyu, add more money to the mitzvah. How much more money should you add to the sum you spent on the mitzvah? The Gemara Bakama, famous Gemara Bakama, the Gemara Bakama, the first one, base, says, the hidden mitzvah ad shlish. If you spent money on a mitzvah, and now you have the opportunity to add or to exchange to buy something better, how much should you add to the mitzvah? Up to a shlish, up to a third of what you originally spent, you should add in order to be yotze this inyan of hidden mitzvah. As the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what exactly this refers to? The third, which the Gemara says you should add to a mitzvah. Rashi explains simply, for example, an esrog, you bought an esrog for £60, and now you see an esrog which is more beautiful than the first one. For a third more, exchange the esrog and add a third more for the other esrog. That's just a Rashi. We'll soon see how you calculate the third. But Rashi explains, you bought a mitzvah, add a third more to the money you spent in order to be mekayem mitzvah or hidden mitzvah. And Tosfos says, imkein eilad of a soft, the Rishonim ask. So you go to the esrog sofer, you start at the minimum, and then you go up, you add a third to the next mitzvah, you can go on forever till the end. Where do you stop? If the explanation of adding a third to the mitzvah is, as Rashi says, you add a third of what you spent originally, you can always go on and on and on. So the Bialucha answered that question. It's not such a kasha on Rashi. The first time you spent money on a mitzvah, add a third of what you spent originally, and it'll be mekayim, you hit the mitzvah. You don't have to go on forever. Hit the mitzvah, bend yourself backwards, go step forward, do something more, spend more money on the mitzvah. How much? A third more than you originally intended to spend. Tosfos argues Rashi. He says the explanation of the mitzvah shlish, that you have to add a third more to the mitzvah, meaning in size. For example, if you buy an esrog, which is the minimum size, Tosfos says ke'egos, a very small esrog, and you're worried maybe Meshach Yom Tov will shrink a bit and you won't have the size of the mitzvah needed, add money to buy an esrog third of the size bigger in order to have an esrog, a bigger shear esrog. Shlish, which the Gemara says to add to a mitzvah, doesn't refer to the money, refers to the money you buy, a bigger size. For example, you have a becher which is an exact revius. Maybe you make kiddush, something will spill out. You won't have a full revius for kiddush. So buy a becher, which is a bit more than that, in order to be yotze the mitzvah behidah. That's according to Tosfos Pshat. And both shits of Buddha Shulchan Aruch, the machloikus of hidah mitzvah shlish, how much you have to add to a mitzvah, either add more money, literally every time you buy a chayfet shal mitzvah, add a third more, or it refers to size on the minimum shear. You bought something to the minimum size, add a third to the size in order to be yotze b'shefa, not to be mitzumtzum. And again, according to Tosfos, it's supposed to be never ending. Do you have to buy more and more and more? What's the size of an esrog? Do you have to buy a massive esrog? And again, Machlokes Achronim, where the Tosfos refers to the minimum shear, do you have to add a third when only you bought the minimum size esrog? You buy an esrog a third larger than the original one. Or you have to continue going to the bigger size esrog. Actually, Gemara says that, I think it was Rabbi Akiva, he came to shul on Yom Tov with esrog out sefer, a huge size esrog. And Chacham said, that's not a hidden mitzvah. It's too big, it's also not something you consider beautiful. So again, there's even according to Tosfos, there's also a maximum, which is you don't have to go over in order to mekayem the hidden mitzvah when it comes to size. Now the Gemara explains the third that Rabbi Zera said you have to add to a mitzvah. What does a third mean? The Chalukah is a third you buy for the shear, or you spend a third more money than you originally had. How do you calculate a third? For example, you want to buy a bottle of wine for Shabbos. So you tend to spend £15 on a bottle of wine. So, hidden mitzvah, you're going to buy better wine. You add a third more to what you intended to spend £15. So how do you calculate the third? Do you calculate £15, divided by 3 is 5. So you add a third, you add another £5. So you add, you end up buying a bottle of wine for £20. Or do you calculate £15 as a two-thirds of how much you have to get to? So £22.50. If £15 is what you intended to buy, and that's two-thirds of what? Of the total sum. So it's 3 times £7.50. Says you buy a bottle of wine which is more expensive, £22.50. So you're hidden mitzvah, you wanted to buy this bottle of wine. And then you see, oh, there's a bottle of wine which is a bit more expensive. Now how much should you spend for hidden mitzvah? Should you spend another fiver? £20? Or should you spend more than that? £22.50? And the Emes of the Bikuriak and the Chasukah says, it depends on your mazel, which shop you go to. There's a sale in a certain shop, and you get a better wine for a cheaper price. If that's what you wanted to spend, £15, you got a £20 for £15, still add a third to that, so you'll be getting a more expensive wine. If you paid in a different shop more than £15, you paid £20, you wouldn't have to add £5, if that's much more. So the person who bought a £15 bottle of wine, he got a better deal, he can get even a better deal by his shlish, by his mitzvah, he'd have to go out of his way to buy another, more money to buy a better wine for his mitzvah. After putting out shlish till a third of what you spent, you should add to do his mitzvah. So the Gemara discusses, how much is this third? Is it melegav or melebar? Is it internally or externally? This third you add, how much money is it? Is it £20 or £20 to £50? So Gemara doesn't answer take, we don't know. And there's a machloikas achroin in what we pass them. The Bishyas and the Shulchan Aruch says, fake the rabbon lukula, you go lukula. Add up to £20, don't have to add so much, because it's a shiur rabbon. And some explain that zekei l'mveyu could be a deraisa. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. If you don't have from a pasuk, the mitzvah is not Torah. To be mahada, the mitzvah you do, every mitzvah you do, you mahada. So why did the Bishyas say it's fake the rabbon lukula? Because the shear of a shlish is a drabona. Emes, the mitzvah of Hiddu is a keli manveil. Mena Torah. How much you have to add? The Torah doesn't say how much you have to add. Chachom said, which is a shear chazal, it's not like Revi Yisrael Kobe, which is a shear deraisa. This shear of shlish is a shear drabona. So this you go to kula, you don't have to add so much money because the shear is the kula. The etzah mitzvah, the Hiddu, whatever you add to a mitzvah, is a mitzvah mena Torah. And some of Shoyim say that the Gemara ends off saying that Shlish got a maximum. That means you add Hidden Mitzvah, Achlish, a third of what you spend, you add more money to Mekayim, the Hidden Mitzvah. It's not a maximum. If you want to go on and pay more, the Gemara says, Achlish Mishaloy, Mekayim Ve'elef Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achlish, you get Schalos Elove. Like any mitzvah, you do a mitzvah in this world, you get a Schalos Elove. If you add more than a Shlish, you add much more money, Hashem will pay you back in this world as well. You don't have to. But if you want to, and as Talmud Shem say, and if you have the money, then do so. If you can afford to buy, you intended to buy something for a certain price, you have the money, you have the means, then go out of your way, don't only add a shlish, add more than a shlish, and Talmud Shem, that's your chiyuv. Shlish is for the average person. Someone has more than the average, he should add more than a shlish to beautify a mitzvah. And there are more paschals in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Dalet Minim. Once upon a time, many years ago, there was only one esrog in town, and the Kehillah bought esrog for the whole tzibah. There wasn't abundance of esrog, they bought esrog for the whole Kehillah, whole tzibah, and people shared the costs of the Dalet Minim. How do you share the cost of the Dalet Minim?
I bet they were Lochem on the first day.
Oh, so. That's exactly the problem. How do you do Lachem on the first day? So everyone's mishtatef and everyone gives it matona, and matona must lahakse. And that was the problem they faced. They would face if you have one for the family, you have the same problem. But they all contributed towards the cost of the esru. Now, how do you calculate how much a person gives towards the esru? Not only esru, a chazat yom neroim. All the talk of tzibah, How do you calculate? How much does each person give towards the Torah Tzibur? So the Rosh Hashanah passes.
Comes to each other.
Yeah, but how much? I'm not going to that. The discussion of Chem. How much does every person pay for his membership fees? So the Rosh Hashanah passes. Then I broke it up today. But the Rosh Hashanah passes. When it comes to paying the chazan, it's per person, per head. Every person needs a bal tefillah. So you divide the mayor chazan per person. When it comes to Esrog, it's going in a few more money. It's not only per head. Half is calculated per head, and then half of the money comes from the Ashirim. The Ashirim should pay more towards the Esrog than the Anim. Why? Because in the mitzvah, which is a chiv on everybody, the Ashirim have a bigger chiv in the mitzvah than the Anim. As we explained, if you have the means, you should go out your way to do a hidden mitzvah, more than the average person, more than a shlish, and therefore when it comes to a kehillah, a shutfas in the kehillah, which the kehillah has to buy more beautiful esrog than a yochid, then that money comes in a few moments. You don't calculate it per head, you calculate it per person, you calculate who the ashirim are, and they should contribute more for the hidden mitzvah than other people.
Sorry, but the Gemara said ad shlish.
Yes.
So we're saying now there's a chiv of more than a shlish.
The Rosh Hashanah say if a person has the means, we're talking about the average person has the means, then he should go beyond that and pay more.
A chiv.
Yes, that's what Rosh Hashanah say. Some Rosh Hashanah say that. Yeah. And there are more paskal shecholorot. When it comes to buying esrog for the kehillah, the ashirim have a chiv to pay for it, even though everyone needs an esrog. But half the money comes to the ashirim. Because the hidden mitzvah part, the ashirim have a bigger mitzvah to do nicer houses and nicer cars, nicer mitzvahs as well. They have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah behidah. Now, where does this magic number of shlish come from? The two remorse in this week's parsha, where we get the shlish from. The Bnei Sosa brings, it says in the Pasuk, Paroi, Vayikach, Sheish Meisrecha Bucha, V'chol Recha Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk ends, V'shalishim Al Kuloi. What does V'shalishim Al Kuloi mean? Rashi says, Shalishim Al Kuloi, the Gibba, the chief warriors. They were the Shalishim on top of the Sheish Meisrecha Bucha. And he brings the Targum Yonison, Bnei Sosa with Targum Yonison, and he brings Chazal. Interesting Chazal. Once upon a time, a person had a horse and cart. The horsepower per wagon per carriage was one horse per carriage. Paroi B'mei Yosef came up with a new idea. You add another horse, we'll have two horses to pull a wagon, goes faster. Came up with a new invention. Paroi, when it came to chase the Eden, when he was chasing him, he came out of Mitzrayim, say Chazal, V'shalishim al kuloi, he added a third horse to all his chariots. That's Pshat Pusuk V'shalishim al kuloi. Paroi added a third horse to go even faster to catch the Eden. When Klal Yisrael came to Kriyas Yam Suf, and they saw Paroi with his new invention of 3 horsepower, they said, Zekei Vavei, we undertake to do mitzvahs, a shlish, we'll add a shlish to any mitzvah we do, we'll also add a shlish to that. So the remnants from what they saw, Paroi trying to hunt them down.
That's a rhyme of the gav.
So the Brazos actually finished off saying, Chorez a rhyme of the gav, according to this pshat. If you look at Mechilta, there is a geser that there were 3, and then Paroi added the 4th one. So, this from this drush, not
Hechrich. What's the
Mechilta
from 1 to 2? What was the Mechilta from 1 to 2?
The used to 1 was normal, then Paroi and Yosef added 2.
Where do you say that?
The Chazal say that, a few places. And then later, same Paroi, he added another one. And that's the Chazal said, Vishalisha Makulu had 3 horses per wagon. And that's the shlish comes from there. Another remez I saw, this is from Pinchas Friedman Shlita, he says the Tosis, Das came about Tosis, say this week in the Parshim, by Vokal Mai, we know the water split. Now if you think about it, how did the water split? That was the theory of the Apostle. If the water split completely, then it says, Kofos Oimus Blev Yam. Kofos Oimus Blev Yam. The waters froze. So how did cholesterol go through the Yam? When you go into the ocean, you go to the beach, there's a slope down, and the ocean goes deeper and deeper and deeper. If you learn literally, the water split, it went down all the way, and then it came up again. or went round, wherever they went, they had to go a long way down. So say the Dabala Tosfos, no. Hashem made the nest, Kofus Homus Blevyam, the water's levelled, and Tosfos says, 2/3 of the waters froze, 1/3 moved to the side. And Tosfos says, Blevyam, the heart of the person is 1/3 the top of his body, 2/3 down, 1/3 the top. Kofus Homus Blevyam, the level of the yam was 2/3 of the yam froze, was levelled, and 1/3 split. A person walks into water, how much can you... A normal person walks into water. Up to 1/3 of his body is a normal height, you can still walk through the water. So that 1/3 split, 1/3 of the yam, kafos hamis lev yam, and 2/3 froze. And Tosfos actually adds, we know the tzitzis, the Rambam's the tzitzis, why we have 8 chutim the tzitzis, the 8 days from Shechitas HaPesach till Shvishal Pesach, till the Eden was saved from its shrine completely. So those are the 8 chutim we have in the tzitzis. Chazal also tell us in what Paschal Shulchan Aruch, the tzitzis is Shlish Gedil or Shnei Shlish Anaf. The knots on the tzitzis take up 1/3 of the rest of the strings of the tzitzis. That means the strings of the tzitzis should always be 2/3 the size of the ratio to the knots. Also, the Tosfos says in this parsha, this is the remez to the water splitting. Tzitzis is the remez to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The 2/3 and 1/3 of the tzitzis is like a 2/3 which froze over and 1/3 which split. So for this 1/3 that split, again, Zeh Kelim Aveyu Klashrim undertook to do a mitzvah. Whenever they do a mitzvah, we'll add a hidden mitzvah, we'll add a shlish. We add 1/3 to any mitzvah we do. We'll spend 1/3 more money to beautify the mitzvah. There's a famous chakir of Brisker Road. He brings expensive rice and shas. The essence of hidden mitzvah. Typically, what does hidden mitzvah mean? Is hidden mitzvah an independent mitzvah? That means when you do a mitzvah, and then you add more money to beautify the mitzvah, have you scored 2 points? You've done a mitzvah, and you also have the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah. Or is hidden mitzvah an extension of the mitzvah? You've done the mitzvah in a more beautiful way, but it's the one mitzvah. It's eichus. How do you consider hidden mitzvah? We have a similar, the Achronim discuss a similar chakir the Gabba Shabbos in Zman, Toysa Shabbos. Shabbos you have to add full of an achrov. Every much you add is a mitzvah of Toysa Shabbos. Do we say Toysa Shabbos is an independent mitzvah? Or is Toysa Shabbos an extension of the mitzvah Shabbos? When you add a few minutes before Shabbos, is it a separate mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos? Or is it an extension, you've extended the mitzvah? The same thing when it comes to hidden mitzvah. Is hidden mitzvah an extension of a mitzvah? Or hidden mitzvah a mitzvah on its own? One of his rayas is that hidden mitzvah is an extension of the mitzvah, not considered a mitzvah on its own. He says, with the Gemara, we just discussed before, the Gemara of Shabbos says that when a moel takes off the skin, it cuts off the skin of the mina, he goes back, sits in this, the shreds of skin which are left over. In order to beautify the mitzvah, he can do that on Shabbos as well. Now we know Mila is done for Shabbos. Hidden mitzvah is not done for Shabbos. So if you say hidden mitzvah is a mitzvah on its own, the moel wouldn't be allowed to go back and cut off those shreds of the Eivah Mila, because hidden mitzvah is not done for Shabbos. So we have to explain that hidden mitzvah is an extension of the mitzvah. And that mitzvah, with this extension, is Doicha Shabbos. So the mitzvah is a bigger, when you do a mitzvah, you do it in a more beautiful way. The mitzvah is more mahudah. It's not a mitzvah on its own. And Emes, we discussed Shabbos, the Mishrosim says in the days, that Toysa Shabbos itself is also a hidden mitzvah ad shlish, we discussed before, the chiv is ad shlish, where to get shlish from. Shabbos is 24 hours, the day and night, 24 hours. From Chatzos Erev Shabbos, one doesn't say Tachna anymore. Kedusha Shabbos starts, there's no tchinnis from Chatzos Erev Shabbos, up until when? Up until Chatzos Motzei Shabbos. You know, Slichas, you start Chatzos Motzei Shabbos, because Motzei Shabbos, the Pierizal, you don't say tchinnis the first 6 hours of Motzei Shabbos. So we've added another 12 hours to the Kedusha Shabbos. That means Toysha Shabbos could literally be from Chatzos Hayoim of Erev Shabbos till Chatzos Halayla of Motzei Shabbos, which means 36 hours. So you've added Toysa Shabbos itself is a 24 hours, which could be extended to a shlish to 36 hours. But then Toysa Shabbos is also an inyan of hidden mitzvah when you add to the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's an interesting chakira. That's a good mitzvah. If someone goes out of his way and adds more money to buy more beautiful esrog, add the shlish, now he's with time, it's a mitzvah behidah. Now someone comes on Sukkot and borrows from you this esrog. Has he been yoitza a mitzvah behidah mitzvah? Or is he, has the mitzvah of esrog? Behidah mitzvah means going out to your, take more money out of your pocket, going out of your way to do a mitzvah behidah. So you've done something more than you need necessary. So you have a hidden mitzvah. If you give it to someone else, it doesn't make a difference which esrog he takes anymore. Could he take an esrog? Or was the fact that he came to you, he chose you because you have the nicest esrog, that was his hidden mitzvah, he chose the nicest esrog to go and borrow for do his mitzvah. So the endless hidden mitzvah is to do with a person going out of his way to add more money to the mitzvah. He has the mitzvah, hidden mitzvah. Let's ask two more points into the hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is, because I'll say tefillin no, and sefer Torah no, beautiful sefer Torah, which seems to be the Achron discuss if mitzvah boi su b'shluchoi. You can write a sefer Torah, but if you write a sefer Torah, it won't be half as nice as when a sofer writes it. So the Gemara says, love or no, you choose a beautiful sofer to do it, even though you can do the mitzvah, but it's more important to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way, especially a sofer when you pay money, so it's, you also have the mitzvah voice, Yosef Mishlucha. If you pay for it, it's as if you do the mitzvah yourself, you hire someone to do the mitzvah, and it's done in a more beautiful way, so you have both in yonim of doing the mitzvah in a more beautiful way. But the question is, how far the hidden mitzvah go? For example, an esrog box. A mezuzah case, is that considered a hidden mitzvah? Or is a hidden mitzvah only to do with the etzah mitzvah and the mezuzah itself should be written in a beautiful way? That's hidden mitzvah. And some people would rather choose a nice mezuzah case or a nice esrog box, they don't spend more money on that than the esrog. But obviously the esrog and the mezuzah are the more important, the mitzvah. But is the keli which holds the mitzvah, is that also a part of hidden mitzvah or not? The Gemara says in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, made the goyrel of Sol Hashem Sol Azazel. He had boxes of expensive wood where the goyrels were put into. And the Gemara says those boxes didn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have kelim of eight. It's not a kovod. The Gemara asked them, why didn't the Beis HaMikdash buy kelim shel zov? You can't matrich a tzibur to buy kelim of gold for a one-off. You use it once for Yom Kippur. It's not fair to burn the tzibur to pay more money to buy gold or silver boxes for these gorillas. So we see the Gemara is not mahadah to buy a beautiful box for the mitzvah of the actual mitzvah of the gorillas. The Achronim say, the Gemara says it's not a chiyuv on the tzibur, but a yochid himself wants to beautify the mitzvah. I don't know, it could be a shlish or whatever he adds to his hidden mitzvah. The keli could also be considered hidden mitzvah. We do find the Gemara that used to tie the lulav behegemoni shel zov with strings of gold, even though tying itself isn't the mitzvah. You tie, you beautify the mitzvah. It's an actual mitzvah more than the box. But we do find places where even the external, not the etzah mitzvah, like a Chanukah menorah, you light in the actual menorah, you pay more money for a beautiful keli. The Achronim seem to say that even the box which holds a mitzvah, anything which a person notices is done with Torah HaMitzvah is considered a mitzvah. In other words, the famous Chiyon Achronim, where if you know, Chazal say, a Tzitzis Noah, you have to buy a beautiful beged to be able to hit the mitzvah of Tzitzis Noah. So Achronim asks, maybe a person build a beautiful house in order to be able to the mezuzah Noah. If the Chiyon beged of Talat comes is because of the Tzitzis, and you should, Chazal say, have a beautiful talis, a beautiful beged because of the hidden mitzvah of Tzitzis, so maybe you need a beautiful house for the mezuzah. It's the hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah of the mezuzah is the house. The hidden mitzvah of the tzitzis is the beged. Why is the hidden mitzvah of the mezuzah not the house? Well, the simple teretz is because a person won't associate the mezuzah with the house. However nice the house is, you won't associate the mezuzah is the hidden mitzvah of the mezuzah. It's all to do with what the eye perception is. If you have a talis noah, people say, oh, this is his mahadim mitzvah, that's the hidden mitzvah. An esrog box. If you say, oh, he has a nice esrog box, because this shows you do hidden mitzvah. You associate it with the mitzvah. If you don't, if you associate the house with someone with a mitzvah, then maybe you can buy a nicer door frame to show you're doing hidden mitzvah. But the people don't associate it, so wouldn't be considered hidden mitzvah by a nicer door frame. In the mitzvah case, yes, but not more than that. Just one more. Sorry. Just one more. I saw an interesting. The Chuvah Mishnah Socha, one of the Achronim, he says that Chazal the minhag was in his days, maybe today a little bit as well, people show off with their sroigim. Before davening, even the earlier achronim talked about people that bought a sroigim, and then they saw someone else's better esrog, they used to go, please let me use your esrog, it's even nicer than mine. Is it right to do so? Is it or is it an Indian to go to some hidden mitzvah? The Rosh Hashanah don't like you. Have your own mitzvah, that's your hidden, whatever you can afford, you buy, that's your hidden mitzvah. But people used to go around and show off their esrog. Is it right or is it a little esrog al tevein regel gav? Is it right to do so or not? So he says, the Gemara in Yuma says that on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol, in the middle of his avodah, he used to line the Sefer Torah, and people bought their own Sefer Torah. Every person had it. Most people had Sefer Torah which they wrote themselves, and people used to bring their Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash, and they showed it around to show how they beautify the mitzvahs. So we see people did go around, there's a makov going around showing off your mitzvahs. Normally you wouldn't show off mitzvahs, or even. So he says, so stick a limitzchus on that, he says that in the Sforum Klosh, we say when a person davens for panoso, for hashpos, if he wants gashmias, he says, why do I need money? I need money in order to become mitzvahs. Pay for Talmud Torah, pay for mitzvahs. And then Mekatrik on such a tefillah. If you ask Hashem, I want money in order to have the do mitzvahs, that tefillah can't be stopped. So Yom Kippur, or Yom Erachim Aslichas, in the Sukkot times, we want to show Hashem why we're davening for money. That you, on Yom Kippur, Dafke, or on Sukkot, you go around, you show off your mitzvahs to show the only why we're davening for Hashpos Toivis, because we wanted to do mitzvahs. So it's not al tzgav, it's to help our tefillahs. We're in a skabel, Rachim Lewis.